So, Rashi, the subject this week on the podcast is love.
Yeah.
You want to talk about love? Is there something you love?
No.
You love fireworks.
Tanks.
Tanks.
Fireworks and taxidermy. And my list is short.
What about Hobart? You love him, don't you? You love your pet?
No, I just like that he scares people.
Oh, well, that's good. Anything else to say on the subject of love? Hi, this is Paul Dini.
This is Misty Lee, and we're doing a love podcast, and Say It With a Slap is number four.
Yes. Love, the eternal language. L'amour, toujours l'amour.
And slap, the eternal language of my happiness.
Yes.
Makes me so happy. I love it when people slap people.
Yeah.
Slapping anything is so good.
That's your ultimate sign of affection, isn't it?
Yes. Come here and let me show you how fond of you I am.
That explains why one side of my face is permanently vermilion.
Yes.
And has your wedding ring.
Indeed.
Embedded on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to some songs here.
No, let's just start slapping.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Introduce song number one.
It's the great Nat King Cole song, Almost Like Being in Love.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. Why, it's almost like being in love. Of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling, swear I was falling. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Love is a pretty broad subject, but we thought we'd tackle that this week as Ezra and Emily,
yes,
who have announced their impending nuptials. So
yes, eventually they'll get married, I
yep.
suppose.
So for the next 2 weeks, love and marriage here on the old podcast. Two jukeboxes, back to back.
Yeah.
This next one was a song I loved all through my childhood. I think I wore a groove in this record, being the soundtrack to Yellow Submarine. I played it obsessively after I saw the movie. I thought Yellow Submarine was a great flick. I loved the Beatles. I thought it was tremendous. And this was way back before there was DVDs or VHS or anything. So if I wanted to see Yellow Submarine, I had to wait till it came around in the theater again, or a few years after that, watch it on TV. But this is the great anthem from that song, All You Need Is Love.
Nothing you can make that can't be made. one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
See, I like that movie. I like the when John is dancing around and the flying glove is pursuing him and blasting him and everything. And
I was walking down the halls at work recently, feeling like the hallways would be perfect for the scenes with the people running in and out of the doors.
Yeah. There's a lot to like in that movie. The Blue Meanies, the submarine itself, which I always thought was a great design. I used to have the Corgi submarine. You could push it around, and it had like a little. I think it had a periscope that went up and down. All the weird characters, the snapping turtle Turks, the bulldogs, the boob, who I thought was very funny, that little bunny mandrill, the fact quoting little oddball thing,
the little imp with the clown face.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Beatles' Mr. Mixes Piddalick or something, or their Batmite, you know, just fills the same role of kind of. Little imp-like character. That was in the 60s. You couldn't be a hero of any sort without a little tag-along sidekick like that. The next song up is Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You Too Long. You can't have love without dealing with the downside of it, which is feelings of sadness and bitterness. And Otis Redding puts that across beautifully in this song.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. You were tired and you want to be free. My love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you too long.
I don't want to stop now. Oh. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. And your love is growing cold. My love is growing stronger as our affair grows. I've been loving you, oh, too long to stop now. Oh. Oh, oh, I've been loving you a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh, oh, don't make me stop now.
Super Rico has a song here. He took it upon himself to hire a new intern for our websites. And he found this girl. I think she was posing at an American Apparel.
Excuse me, it says right here I'm supposed to come in and say something?
Oh, yes. This is Melody D'Amour, our new intern.
I have to go.
Okay, bye-bye, Melody.
Hey, isn't he wonderful, Poppy?
Well,
not really, Super Rico. Not really at all.
Where'd you find her?
He was modeling an American Apparel.
Oh, no.
Really? That explains the half-closed eyes and the general look of disinterest and boredom.
Yeah.
How much are we paying her?
That better be coming out of his own money.
See, it is.
How much are you paying her a week?
$7,000!
$7,000? Where did you get that money?
I don't even ask him.
Here's a song named after our new intern, or vice versa, Melody D'Amour.
Melody D'Amour, take this song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Melody D'Amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, sing my song of love. Oh, tell her I will wait,
I will wait,
if she names a day,
names a date.
Tell her that I care,
oh, I care,
more than I can bear.
For when we are apart, how it hurts my heart.
So fly away, and say that I hope and pray this lover's melody
will bring her back to me.
Melody D'Amour, take this song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Melody D'Amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, tell her of my love. Tell her how I yearn, long for her return. Say I miss her soul, more than she could know.
For when we are
heart. How it hurts my heart. So fly, oh fly away, and say that I hope and pray this lover's melody
will bring her back to me. Melody d'amour, serenade at her window, shoo shoo little bird, tell her of my love.
Song of Love, song of Superica's new crush, apparently. Okay, this next song we ran originally on our obscure Disney jukebox, but I thought we'd dust it off here. Disney has a lot of great love songs. There's Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King. There's Whole New World. There's anything.
Kiss the Girl.
Actually, Kiss the Girl is really good. Yeah, that's probably my favorite of them all because there's funny stuff going on throughout it. Before they started taking themselves way too seriously and doing all the princess stuff, I think they were more willing to have fun with the idea of love and romance. And like I said, we played the song before, but I like it. It's from Fun and Fancy Free. It's Say It With a Slap by Louis Prima. Misty loves songs where people get slapped. So let the others hug and kiss, but the bear, facts are this, the bear likes to say it with a slap.
When a bird loves a bird, he can twitter. When a puppy falls in love, he can yap. Every pigeon likes to coo when he says, I love you. But a bear likes to say it with a slap. When a whippoorwill's in love, he can whipper. All the horse's neck and all the turtle snap. Every deer and every dove has a way of making love. But a bear likes to say it with a slap. You can ask any bear, oh, there's nothing to compare with the love tap strong or weak. So if you're ready for romance and you ever get the chance, grab your girl and give her your cheek. So when love comes along, don't be silly. Never ever waste your time like a sap. Let the others hug and kiss, but the bare facts are this, that a bear likes to say it with a slap, slap, slap.
Call it love when she hits you. Call it love with a slap when she says, be true, I love you. She says it with a tap, slap, slap. When a whippoorwill's in love, he can whip her. All the horse's neck and all the turtle snap.
Every deer and every dove has a way of making love.
You can ask any bear, oh, there's nothing to compare with the love tap strong or weak.
So if you're ready for romance and you ever get the chance,
grab your girl and give her your cheek.
So when love comes along, don't be silly. Never ever waste your time like a sap. Let the others hug and kiss, but the bare facts are this,
that a bear likes to say it with a slap, slap, slap.
That a bear likes to say it with a slap.
The next one up is a contemporary offering from Lady Gaga, Fashion of His Love. I thought it would be nice to have something from this century on the podcast, and I happen to like this one, so here it is.
I never was the kind of girl that's naturally sure when it comes to love, oh no. I was insecure, insecure. But when it comes to you and me, I can't deny this feeling inside, oh no. I never felt like this before, this before. No, 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 no. I'm seeing all the signs from above. I'm gonna be the one that he loves. I was made for loving him, the fashion of his love.
even my search is done. No longer raising a fire to justify how I feel for you, my love.
Back to old time stuff with the great Louis Armstrong and A Kiss to Build a Dream On.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. A kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part. A kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give. A kiss to build a dream on. Moment live. Oh, give me what you alone can give. A kiss to build a dream on.
Now we're going way far back to one of my passions, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. I love these guys. Bob Wills, a king of Western swing, one of the great early country acts, personal hero of mine. I love all his stuff. And a fun little yodeling ballad called "I Betcha My Heart I Love You."
Ah, betcha my heart I love you. That's what Laura Lee says. Come in, Laura Lee. Let's hear you.
Woke up one morning too early.
Yes, go on.
Remembered your hair was
not me.
And then I dreamed of you again. Oh, I bet to my heart I love you.
Turn it on, brother, turn it on. Well, where's the little girl? Here she is, good while I sing.
Out of this world, I'll bet you.
Uh-huh.
Started that day I met you.
Oh, you're doing a lot of betting.
When you were close to me, just like TNT. Oh, I bet you.
Talk on, sister, talk
I'm
on.
Singing loud, I'm floating on a cloud. Oh, I bet you my heart, I love you.
This next one kind of defies description. It's in English, sort of, but it's a language all to its own. We're dealing with a poem set to music by Walt Kelly. And Walt Kelly, like Edward Lear, was a great nonsense writer, like also like Dr. Seuss and a bunch of others. He just sort of created his own language, and you can kind of sense the meaning of it, even though the words are sort of twisted around and garbled. There's no mistaking the intent. And this is a cute little love song called Truly True by Pogo's creator, Walt Kelly.
Gumbo with the gambits all in gear. I daffed upon a dilly who would be my dolly dear. Oh dilly, I would dally if you'd be but truly true. How silly, I must sally off to do my duty do. Gambling on the gumbo with the gambits all in gear. I daffed upon a dilly who would be my dolly dear. Oh dilly, I would dally if you'd be but truly true. How silly, I must sally off to do my duty do.
When I was in college in Boston, God, it was 30 years ago, yikes. One of the big local bands was the Jay Giles Band, and very popular, and a couple of girls I knew were going out with guys in the band, and they were kind of like Peter Wolf and his guys were like the hot guys in town, and they came up with this great number, a great love song, but about the downside of love. Love stinks. What is it?
V.V. Brown's L.O.V.E.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun. I don't know if you've ever heard it before, but I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a little, it's kind of, you need something that'll be a little more uplifting after Love Stinks, I think.
Yeah.
Let's use that one.
Okay. Well, you got it.
You best believe I'm in love, baby.
She's got that deep in my eyes. Wants a little something from a special guy.
Just love me. Oh,
11 you're probably too bashful to introduce. It's maddest kind of love, something that's near and dear to your heart.
Mad love? Yeah, I guess you might say so in one form or another.
Also, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, you've got a t-shirt in your drawer that's signed by every member of that band.
Thanks to you.
Yeah.
We saw them. Yeah, Christmas. It was Harrah's Lake Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
We went out and saw Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, their big Christmas show. They sang, they sang that, and they sang... Heat Miser, Snow Miser.
Yeah,
and,
that was really fun.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, it sure was.
You like a knife. The maddest kind of love, it's a love you know won't last. It fills your heart with passion, makes you lie about your past. You know I spring from experience, I live it each day. It's something she does, it's something she'll say. It's the maddest kind of love. The maddest kind of love is a love just for the thrill. It doesn't have a conscience, only lives for the kill. The maddest kind of love is a love you know's a lie. It leaves you feeling empty, too weak, too cold to cry. Though I speak from experience, I live it each day. It's something she does, it's something she'll say. It's the maddest kind of love. It's a mad, mad love. It's the maddest kind of love. It's a mad, mad love. Kind of love. It's a mad, mad.
so we got some Pat Benatar coming up next.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Love is a battlefield.
You can't get much more 80s than that.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battle.
A real slice of 80s love right there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next one, I like Garth Brooks's version, but when I mentioned it and I asked you to put it on the podcast, you went, oh, I forgot that one. So I'm going to let you introduce it.
Oh, this is a great one. One of my favorite songs by Bob Dylan, Make You Feel My Love. Mm-hmm. I just love
it's
that.
It's so raw.
It's raw. Yeah, it's raspy.
Super vulnerable. It's just really, really good.
You get the idea the guy singing it hasn't sung a lot of love songs and because it's he's got his raspy voice, so he's really singing from the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your
evening shatters and the stars appear. And there is no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my
Frank Sinatra coming up here, huh?
The great Frank Sinatra. And this is one of his best known songs. If for no other reason, it was on TV every Sunday night during the 80s and 90s.
On Fox.
On Fox as the theme for Married with Children.
Yes.
Yeah.
And something tells me, might just be my fake ESP kicking in, but that there might be something after this.
Yeah, I think there is, actually. Stay tuned all the way to the end. For a very special...
For my favorite song in the podcast.
For your favorite song in the podcast.
Chevalier.
Yes, actually, that was Monkey Business, but this,
I don't
and
care.
This is Horse Feather. Okay, all right.
Don't tell them. I say it's Chevalier.
You say it's Chevalier. You got it.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go to
together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
Well, so long, young lovers and young at heart lovers,
that
wherever you
gross.
Are.
What?
What? What, young lovers?
Yeah, that's
hello,
weird.
Young lovers, whoever you are. We didn't put that song on here.
That's okay, because it's gross.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are.
Still gross.
All right.
All right.
So long.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.
And remember,
everyone says I love you, but just what they say it for, I never knew. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says, I love you. Take a pair of rabbits who get stuck on each other and begin to woo. And pretty soon you'll find a million more rabbits who say, I love you. When a lion gets feeling frisky and begins to roar, there's another lion who knows just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too, says